This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
855-660-4261. Waking up on this cold Sunday morning. Just check the weather here in Kennebunk. It's 3. So a little cold, but we're maybe it'll warm up to 10 today. We'll see what happens. So as you can tell, you're hearing Patrick here again instead of Paul. Paul should be back next week, but have a little bit of information on him. He had an infection this week where he had to be hospitalized to get antibiotics straight into him. So he'll be back, but now he's doing really well. He's doing so much better, so we appreciate all your thoughts and prayers, and he will be back. He's had a rough couple weeks here, but, the strong survive, so he's doing well. So we'll talk with him next week. I talked with him last night, and sounds great, sounds normal. So everything's good, ready to go. So don't fret, he'll be back, but he got me for the next 4 hours. We're here to answer all your gardening questions. You just give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We can talk a couple things today. I know about 7:30 we have an interview with Dee from Natural Alternatives. We can talk some ice melt and a few other things with her. It'll be some good information considering tonight into tomorrow, depending upon where you are, we got some of that white stuff coming. So I know it's about 2 to 4 in the Boston area, maybe 1 to 3, depending upon who you talk to, who you listen to for the weather. So we'll see what happens. Supposed to turn into rain afterwards, but stay cold. It'll be chilly out there, so bundle up. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Art from Bonide, get some good information about wilt stop and what we can use that for, etc. So a lot of good information today, and hopefully we got a lot of good questions we can answer with some good information there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. A few things last week. So last week I got to guest host and help out again. And I got to talk about my new job at Mahoney's in Winchester. Some pretty cool stuff happened. We were talking about our Trees for Troops that they do every year, and it was something that I was really excited to be involved with. Well, program ended on Friday, and they hit their goal of 2,100 Christmas trees going to Trees for Troops. Pretty amazing. Pretty awesome. Happens, they do it every year for the past, 10 to 12 years. But 2,100 trees to those out there serving us, helping us out, is pretty cool. So it's awesome to be involved with, awesome to be part of that company. So I was pretty excited. I'm pretty happy I get to tell everybody about that. So that's something that's pretty sweet. So, I enjoy that. A couple things we can talk about today. Different things. What this snow means for us. The ground's starting to really freeze. I know my house, I'm down in Lowell, I don't have any of the white stuff on the ground, but I came up to Maine here, and there's still some snow on the ground. So you can tell that the ground's really starting to freeze. So it's that time to start putting some of that salt marsh hay that you have been waiting on. The ground's really getting there. Getting ready for you to actually start to protect some of your perennials, some of your roses, some of the different shrubs that you would use it for. I've always said that, try and keep the salt marsh hay away from the plants as long as you can until the ground freezes. But if you put the salt marsh hay there too early, you're going to start to create like a little hotel for the mice that are going to be coming in there. They got shelter, they got water, they got food. They would have everything they needed if you didn't do it prior. So, you know, that's why you want to wait as long as you can. Once the ground's frozen, you can start to put that salt marsh hay around them, get everything taken care of, that type of thing. So that would be good to be doing today because, it doesn't look good. There's 2 to 4 inches of snow coming. And it's just going to get cold and just wintry. You know, I know it's technically not winter, but... it's always like winter is coming around here. It's always on its way. So, get ready for it. And I think it's just going to start and keep on going. So, I talked about it last week, but I know there is the old Farmer's Almanac has some sort of information on there about the difference in where like a beehive would be. And lower to the ground, the less snow, from the ground, the more snow we're supposed to get. I've seen a few of them, and one of them it reminded me today. Yesterday I saw it. I had seen it before. There's an old bee's nest about 20 feet up into a tree. Got a little nervous, thinking, all right, well, if the old Farmer's Almanac is true, which sometimes it is, I hope we don't get that much snow. That would not be fun. So, hey, we'll see. Only time will tell and see what happens this winter. So if you want, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. So give us a call and see what we can do to help you. It's real cold out there right now, and I would say that nobody's going to be out in the garden yet. But let's just make sure we try to finish up a few things today in the next couple of days just to, get out there and take control of the area, get ready for winter. So if you're listening today around 8 o'clock, we'll get some more information about a product called Wilt Stop and what it can be used for. Wilt Stop is an keeps the water into the plants for the winter. And it's a great little thing there that helps protect your evergreens, your rhododendrons, your azaleas, that type of thing that, can dry out from the winter weather, from the wind, the lack of water, that type of thing. When the ground's frozen, obviously the water's not absorbing, the plant's not absorbing the water, that type of thing. So it's something you want to look at. So we're going to give some information about that. And then you can also, actually, it's a pretty cool thing, is they have a Wilt Stop for your Christmas tree. If you want to hold the moisture in, or you can use it on, like, your wreaths, that type of thing. I know some people will bring the wreaths inside. And it's hard, when it's warm in there. But there are types of wreaths you can bring inside. There's a noble fir type wreath that you can bring inside. You can spray some of this Wilt Stop and keep that moisture in there and help it, especially that way. It'll last long. It'll last to that Christmas, maybe New Year's type party, and give you some of that Christmassy feel inside. So that might be good. So, see what happens. But looking at the extended forecast, we're looking 2 weeks out. It's looking a lot of the same. A lot of the teens. A couple 30s in there maybe next week. It's too hard to tell, but they're saying the 23rd, 43 degrees. That'd be pretty awesome, but we'll see. It's one of those things, the weathermen, you never know. They get a 50-50 chance of being right, and maybe that's something I should have done. I could be wrong half the time and still have a job. It's pretty cool. So, hey, you never know. Anyways, give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. try to answer everything you can. And like I said, my father will be back next week. He's doing real well. Just had an infection that took a little bit of him. So he'll be back. Don't fret. He will be all right. He's recovered from the laryngitis, too. He was doing great, and then this all happened. So, hey, 2 weeks, he's back, and we're good to go. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. In the meantime, if you'd like, go to my father's website at paulparent.com. Grab some information. You can go to the newsletter part. You can just go to the archives. You can, if you're not seeing the newsletter, sign up for it. It's a great informational piece every week. My father does a great job and takes care of it. Him and my mother put this together every week to make sure it's something that's good and time, time perspective at that time. It's good information for you. If not, take a look around. He's got his Christmas wreaths. I know he's sick, but the family's taking care of that part. My brother Jason's doing a great job doing all the wreaths this year. And he's also doing some awesome centerpieces every year. It amazes me how great he does. And he's my brother, so I know he's good at what he does, but it's just like you look at it and you're just in shock of how awesome it is. So take a look at that. Go to the website. Get some information. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try to answer all your gardening questions as soon as possible.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club.
The phone number here is
855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. As you can tell, this is not Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here until 10 o'clock to help you out with all your gardening questions. And we'll talk about a few different things. Pretty cool stuff I've actually been learning about. Recently, I was actually talking with somebody at the nursery at Mahoney's, where I work in Winchester, and it was pretty interesting stuff. About this time of year, you always see paper whites out in the stores, you know, the bulbs themselves, or they're already planted. But if you want to start some paper whites inside, anybody who's done it in the past know that certain ones, they say they only get 16 to 17 inches tall, but somehow they always get taller than that and fall over. Something actually out there to stunt their growth and show that paper whites might actually be Irish. So you can actually use some vodka to stunt the growth of paper whites. You actually use one part of the vodka to seven parts water. And that can actually create it to be about a third shorter, maybe even a half. So it's pretty cool information. What you want to do is you actually plant the paper white bulbs, and just like you normally would in the stone or gravel, that type of thing. Water is normal, and you wait about a week until the roots are starting to grow, so there's actually some sort of root growth. And you should see, like, the shoot is green, obviously, and maybe about an inch to 2 inches from the bottom of the bulb. At that point, that's when you want to start to give it a little liquor, give it a little vodka in there. It's a pretty cool way to do that. There's also a way you could use rubbing alcohol. I believe on that one it's like either 20 to 1 or 40 to 1. I'm looking at it more of just, you know, the vodka. I know that that's a one part to seven parts, depending upon the how much there actually is, how much alcohol is in the vodka. But it's actually pretty cool, because everybody knows with the paper whites, you know, they get to a certain point, they're really beautiful, then all of a sudden, and over. So it's actually a nice way to try and do that. It was pretty cool. I was talking with Carrie from Mahoney's the other day, and she's like, "Did you know this?" I was like, I had no clue. This is actually pretty cool. And, you know, something that everybody has talked about, that, you know, paper whites would be great if they just didn't fall over, or you didn't have to tie them, or if you didn't have to do this, that, or the other thing. So this is pretty cool. If you want, I got some information from the Cornell website. It just actually, people will call it pickling your paper whites, and how the use of alcohol can reduce growth. So it's actually pretty cool information to see. So I like it. It's something different. So, you know, who would have known that paper whites might actually be Irish? That's pretty cool. All right, so the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You can give us a call for all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. So give us a call. Like I said earlier, my father will be back next week. Just had an infection, so he had to go to the hospital to get the antibiotics right into him just to help him out. So he'll be back next week. He went in on Friday. Talked to him last night when I got up here in Maine, and he's doing great. You know, feeling great, ready to go, getting some rest. So usually the holidays are hectic around this time. So he's got a few days, you know, to rest and enjoy, you know, just sitting there. It's not normal for him. He's usually racing to do those Christmas wreaths that he does every year with my brother and I. But this year, my brother Jason has really killed it out there, done a lot, doing a lot out there, and taking care of the wreaths. He's doing his centerpieces as always. I was saying before the break, I mean, I'm amazed every time I see what he does. Probably one of the best, not probably, he is the best florist I know of out there. He's ranked number two, but number one in our hearts in the state of Maine for the best floral designer. So that's pretty cool. So you got a pretty pretty cool family when it comes to the horticultural business, my father and my brother. So I got a lot to look up to. I know I'm in the business doing what I can down in Massachusetts, pulling that in. So, you know, give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can to help you out.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden is here. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, let's go right into the lines. Who's up first today?
All right, up first we have Eric from New Hampshire, and he has a question about his Vesta Hosta.
All right, Eric, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm really glad you took my call. I have a bed of hostas, which is about 15 to 20 years old. And when I moved up to New Hampshire here 5 years ago, they were absolutely gorgeous. I had leaves on some of them that were bigger than my arm and wider than my head. Really beautiful, lush hostas. And I weed them every year. I give them some shake and feed twice a year, nice and easy. I always weed them, too, and mulch them. But over the past 2 years, I've noticed that they're getting eaten by something. I see little holes, and I feel tunnels when I walk on the bed. And leaves have been falling. And this year, this past summer especially, the bed's been devastated. Now, they're not dead, but they look really, really sad. They're in dire straits. I want to know how to combat this. I prefer not to use poison and traps, but I will if I have to. I want to hear what kind of advice you might have for me on this.
All right. So with the hostas, you know, it's one of those plants where they're hard to kill. So what you do to them, you know, doesn't really... can't always affect them. I know they're the type where you can separate into like 4 pieces, 8 pieces, depending upon how big they are, and then move them around and do that type of thing to make them to get bigger. So one of the things that, you know, just from what you're saying, this past year, I would say it had a lot to do with the weather. Of one of the reasons why they were falling as much. I know that the insects or the damage that you might have gotten might have come from moles or voles, that type of thing. The insects out there could have just been some sort of a caterpillar. They're probably in a shady area underneath some canopy trees, so you could have gotten some of the caterpillars like those, the winter moth. Sometimes they actually will eat a lot of the understory after they've done some of the trees.
I've heard something about something called cutworms.
There are cutworms on there that could be eating them. But it's something you wouldn't be able to tell till the spring. What you could do, once you start to get some good growth on there, is take a look down low where everything starts to shoot up and see if you're seeing anything there. Kind of check on the underside, all around the plant. You might actually see something small in there. What I suggest doing if you wanted to, you could spray them with a all-seasons type oil. What it does is suffocate anything that's in there. It's organic, so it'll actually, you know, it won't affect anything. But what it'll do is it'll suffocate anything that's in there.
Okay, and that you would recommend doing early in the season, yes?
Once you start to see the growth happen, you're starting to see the leaves come out, that type of thing. That's when you want to take a look. You can use it as kind of like a... something to help out to get ready for the year. The other thing I would suggest doing, it seems like they've been there for a number of years, to try and help rejuvenate it. Some of the ones that are large clumps, you might want to separate and bring into different parts of the yard. Because what that'll do is it'll push them a little bit. Sometimes, you know, the hostas only can get so big. You know, they push to a certain point where, you know, let's say they're 5 feet wide. I'm just throwing a number out.
And I do have some that are that wide.
Yeah,
they were magnificent at one point.
So sometimes what will happen is they'll get to that size, and then they'll stay at that size. So what you're looking to do is kind of shock them back into reality. Say, hey, I like what you've done for me, but I want more. And so you kind of separate the plant and cut it in half or cut it in fours, a couple different sizes, and you can transplant them in different parts of the garden. What that'll do is it kind of gives them a little shock in the root system to get a little bit bigger and do a little bit more. So what's happening is it's such a large plant, it has to focus more on everything instead of just a smaller plant like it was, let's say, 5 years ago.
Okay.
So this will help rejuvenate it a little bit. What you want to do once you transplant these, what I'd suggest using is from Espoma, there's a product called Biotone Starter.
Okay.
Yeah, it helps with the transplant shock. It's in a granular form. You can help that, you know, to when you bring it from one area to another. That way it'll just make it so it's not going to go into shock when you transplant it. I mean, you're cutting its root system in half. so something, obviously, it's going to go into shock a little bit. One of the things I would suggest doing before you transplant it or cut it in half is to water it. Give it a great soaking so that it's a really the water's gotten into the root system. Give it a deep soaking. You know, and don't transplant it right after you water. Wait a couple hours. Allow that water to go in and to absorb into the plant itself so it's a little bit stronger. Then you can cut it in half or cut it in quarters, whichever you want to do, and then separate it that way.
But what about the critters? I did notice that over the course of the summer, last summer, and even the previous summers, but really a lot last summer, I'd come outside in the morning, and I would notice some of the largest leaves cut right at the stalk, right at the ground level, at the mulch level. And I looked at some of these stalks, which are, you know, pretty thick, and they almost look like little teeth marks, almost like miniature beavers had cut them down. Do I have to be concerned about the critters? Will they start leaving them alone if the weather's different?
If the weather's different,
it was the critters that really damaged them badly.
Yeah,
I'm really worried about them.
So what was happening this past year, because of the drought that was going on there, the, you know, moles and voles, that type of thing, were coming around, and maybe little rabbits, that type of thing, were coming in trying to get the moisture out of plants like that, because there was no water around, so they were looking everywhere.
A friend of mine had said that might be the case. I didn't believe him, but thanks for confirming that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you're seeing animals and even plants themselves are fending for themselves. Like, you'll see bigger trees that usually don't get the water and don't absorb water as quickly from other plants. It doesn't need it as much, are taking water from other plants because of the drought we were in.
Okay.
So the critters are doing that. One of the things you could do, if it's a mole or a vole, you could use... It's Molex, it's a mole repellent from Bonide. It's a granular form.
Is it based on wolf urine or something?
There are some that are like that, but this, what it does is it creates like a barrier around certain areas, and you start to move it out slowly to push it away from the plants, that type of thing. It's a repellent.
Yeah,
it keeps
them
away. The other thing you could do, it is a toxic way for moles and voles, is there's a product called Moltox.
Okay.
Yeah, what you need to do is find the area that their tunnels are in. You were saying earlier that when you walked around, you kind of felt tunnels.
Yes, and I even saw some small, tiny holes that looked like exits from those tunnels.
Yeah, so one of the things, if you're going to use that, what you need to do, and what you should do even if you're using the repellent, is kind of find where they're active. So you find all those holes that you can and cover them before the night ends. Okay, so before, you know, the sun goes down, cover all the holes. Just step on them so they're pushed in. In the morning, you're going to go outside, and you're going to look in that area, and you're going to see that only a couple of the spots the hole has reappeared, because that's where they're actually active at that time.
Okay.
So that's where you want to focus on using the product that you want to use. Because if you know, they can do, I want to say, 30 to 50 feet of tunneling a day. And, you know, they can have hundreds of tunnels all over your yard that they're not actively using. They don't, you know, after they're done, they don't go back and fill it in. They kind of just go to the next area. So you never know where they are. So that's why we suggest trying to cover as many of the holes as possible, getting them so they're stomped down. And then the next morning you'll see where they are, because they're going to come out. They're going to try and get out.
I find out. Okay, that's how I would find out where to focus my efforts.
So you're not taking a product and putting it all over your yard when you might just need it in a smaller area.
Okay,
so if you want to go the toxic way with the Moltox, when you find those holes, that's when you use this.
Well, I might, if I get desperate enough. I'm hoping maybe, like you said, maybe the weather patterns will be different. It won't be so dry. Maybe the critters will lay off my hostas a little bit, and I can just use the repellent. But if I still see the devastation, I am going to use some of the toxic stuff.
Yeah, so
I haven't to date, but I'm going to if I need to.
Yeah, so one of the things you want to do is, I know it's going to sound a little crazy, but hope for some snow over the winter. Let's wait till after Christmas, because what will happen with the snow, snow is going to insulate the ground. It's actually going to help with the moisture retention and help us get out of this drought. So hope for some. Let's wait till after Christmas, maybe after New Year's, and it can, you know, snow all at once in January and then end, and we'll be back to normal.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate you taking my call.
We thank you for the phone call, Eric. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Next we have Chuck from New Hampshire, and he has a question about his blue boas.
All right, Chuck, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. I wish you and your father a very Merry Christmas and also a speedy recovery on his part. I love that guy.
Thank you.
My question is about a blue spruce. When my wife and I moved to this property, we planted a blue spruce, kind of like an indication of how long we've been here. And that thing is almost 30 feet tall. It's beautiful. But the bottom, on the last, I would say, 3 or 4 months, I've noticed that the needles are dropping off. And it's almost gotten to the point where it's decimated on the bottom, and I can't understand what's causing it. I've looked it all over, and I can't see anything.
All right, it's just on the bottom, you said?
Yeah, it's about a third of the way up the tree. It's almost 20, well, like I said, almost 40 feet tall. So we use it to put our Christmas tree lights on, and everybody loves it in the neighborhood. And, you know, right now it's pretty sparse. Almost like looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
Yeah. Now, is it just the inside or the lower part of the whole thing?
Right up to the trunk.
All right. So one of the natural things you'll see on a blue spruce is it'll actually start to die back on the bottom after it's kind of grown to a pretty good height. Because it's trying to focus its energy to get taller and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have the branching all the way to the ground anymore. I remember when we would go see my grandfather in Scituate. You know, when I was younger, the blue spruce would always be tall and it would go all the way to the ground. And then slowly they would just start to, I'd be able to stand underneath them. And wow. I always wondered what was happening. And it's a natural process. My father was telling me about how, you know, it's focusing its growth elsewhere instead of lower.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'll start from the inside and go out, you know, just because there's not as much sun getting there. One of the things, I know it's not probably something you want to hear, but some of that dead growth, and once you check it in the spring and see, you can even check it now, is scratch the bark and see if it's brown or green under there.
If it's brown,
it might be something you want to get rid of, because what's happening is the tree is focusing on trying to rejuvenate that area instead of focusing on the rest of the plant. So it's something you want to take a look at. What you want to do, Chuck, just hang on or take a listen to the radio. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information and do everything I can to help you out.
That'd be great. Thank you, Patrick.
All right. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Vietnam Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Chuck from New Hampshire about his blue spruce. And he was explaining to me how it's about 40 feet tall and a little lower, about a quarter, is starting to actually brown out and die. One of the things I was telling Chuck was about how usually it's kind of a natural process that the tree will go through. Now, if the branching down there is brown, it needs to be cut and gotten rid of. It's not doing the tree any good. It's making it look a little bit worse than worse for wear, if you will. It's one of those things where if a plant has an area where it's dying or it has an issue, it's going to focus its efforts to try and fix that. It can't fix the area because the plant area is dead, but it's still going to take some of its process and try to focus on that area instead of focusing on the other areas, new growth, that type of thing. So anytime anybody will say, you know, I have a dead area, I always say get rid of it. Just eradicate it, get rid of it, and you know, help the plant try to refocus its area on the areas that you want it to, on the blue spruce, so it's on the blue growth on the outside, keeping it that dark blue color, keeping the rest of the shape, getting a little bit taller if you wanted, or wider, that type of thing. So I definitely suggest looking, but it is one of those things, sometimes there's some inner shedding, that type of thing, because it doesn't get as much sun. So you'll see some needle drop from that, but it seemed like it was going from the inside all the way to the outside in that first quarter of the tree. The other thing I would do is if, you know, you're kind of worried that it might spread, maybe call a local arborist to take a look in there, because you can't really get high up into the tree to see what's going on and see how, you know, if there's any other damage or if there's anything living up there that might be causing this. You know, a lot of arborists have bucket trucks, so they can get a little bit higher. They can get into the tree and kind of see a little bit more. They also have a way to do like a root fertilization, whereas the fertilization that you could do would really just be, you know, granular and how much of that's really actually going to be effective on a 40-foot spruce. So if you're a little bit concerned, try to have somebody come out, like an arborist. A lot of times they'll do free estimates and take a look at that, and you can get some information out of that for you, just to try and say, hey, you know, what's going on? Because with sometimes without seeing it, you can't really tell exactly what's going on. So we appreciate the phone call, Chuck. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can. Like I was saying earlier, we have a couple interviews later. Dee from Natural Alternative around 7:30, and Art from Boneide at around 8 o'clock. So a lot of good information coming up from them. One of the things that I started to talk about, a few different things in this hour. One of the things I didn't talk about, which is one thing I wanted to mention, because I saw them for the first time this year, but they've been out a few years, is, you know, this time of year you see amaryllis bulbs. Well, something a little bit different this year. It's a waxed amaryllis bulb. Started in Europe, so it was pretty cool over there, and everybody was liking them, that type of thing. And then it's come over this way. What it is they actually, it's a natural bulb. And what the grower will actually do is coat the bulb itself with wax of different colors. And so here's a pretty cool thing. You don't have to water. You don't have to plant it. You don't have to do much. It just grows. Amaryllis kind of already do that a little bit here and there. But you do have to water, put them into the soil. This one, pretty cool. It's wax bottom. So any watering is not going to go into it. It doesn't have a root system, really, but it'll still grow. They've done what the growers have done everything to make sure it's going to go. But it's pretty cool. You can just put it out there. A lot of times they'll come in a nice fancy package. So you can open up the package for the top and then just let it go. It's pretty cool because you don't have to do much. You can, you know, you don't need a green thumb for this. Something, you know, you just put out, let it go. The unfortunate part of it is it doesn't last more than a season. Because, you know, there's no root system. So it's one of those things where once it's done blooming, you can just toss it. You know, I know that kind of a faux pas when it comes to this type of thing, but hey, you know, it's something different. You can see what happens. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be back in the 7 o'clock hour to answer all your gardening questions.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.